Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joining us now is Brendan Bayard. And Brendan, man, not exactly the best kind of weather for kayaking or any kind of fishing, but outside of this, what's been happening?
Yeah, when the weather allows, Don, the fishing isn't too bad. We've just had a string of bad weather events lately and dirty water and high winds. And, you know, it's just kind of made a mess of things when you want to go fishing. And, you know, certainly we've had a little event last night. I was hearing it pound my roof all night. So I'm sure it's all messed up this morning. If you really wanted to go, you could probably go up into some kind of filtered areas where the tide wasn't mixing and you didn't have as much road runoff and kind of go as deep into the marsh as you could. But, you know, it might be more trouble than it's worth and probably save it for a day where the weather is a little bit better for us.
Yeah, got it. Brendan, tell us about that upcoming event from the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. How's that going to work? Dawn, is it called Dawn Till Dusk?
Yeah, it's Dawn Till Dusk. Fun fact, it used to be called Dusk Till Dawn, and I think they changed it because we were all worthless for our wives the next day when we fished all night.
When's it going to be?
This is June 1st. It's going to be fish anywhere you want in the state. It's going to use the Tourney X app, and you're going to be able to upload your pictures of your catch, photo, and release fish on rulers for SLAM. So, like, you know, any size redfish, trout, or flounder. I think there's a max on the red up to 30 inches, but that's going to be, you know, you're going to be able to go to all your favorite honey holes all around the state and put together a SLAM, and we'll see what happens after a whole day of fishing. Should be a pretty fun event. We've always have guys, you know, fishing Lake Calcasieu to Venice to, you know, anywhere in between. So it's always a pretty fun event.
Yeah, thanks to modern technology, that would never be available where you could hold an event statewide with kayaks and people get into a weigh station. So it's great news. Where do they sign up for it, and do you know what the cost is? Because that's coming up real soon. That's only 2 weeks away.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's $50, and you sign up on the Tourney X app. There's a Facebook group. If you have any questions, you can just search for Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club on Facebook. And there's a group that a lot of guys, friendly guys on there, will answer any questions you have about the tournaments, even give you some tips on where to go fishing.
Brendan, we've been having a little discussion on tides. Do kayakers use or read tides any differently than bay boat users?
I think tides are important to everybody. You know, certainly at different times they're more important than other times. But, you know, as a general rule, you know, I like to fish, you know, if I'm fishing flats for trout, I like to fish a cresting tide that's about to fall if I had to pick my perfect conditions. And, you know, I want to fish kind of lower level tides when I'm targeting redfish so I can see them. I don't like a real high tide where the redfish are way up in the grass or anything like that. You know, there's different kind of common sense things that I think about when I'm looking at tides. But as far as prediction, you never really know with the winds and you know, sometimes, you know, a place like going to Hopedale where the tide might be affected from a north wind or a south wind, depending upon, you know, what's the prevailing wind for the last day, might be a totally different crapshoot that you find out when you get to the launch. If you want to be safe about it, sometimes I just look on the buoy and I can see the tide prediction with the actual data that's recorded in the moment. And so you can kind of see if their tide prediction is lining up with what's actually being seen by the buoy. And so sometimes I can kind of help you gauge if what they're predicting is going to be close to what you see at the launch when you get there in the morning. But other than that, you know, a strong tide, I might want to fish further into the estuary. I might launch at a place like Golden Meadow or something like that, as opposed to like near Grand Isle, because the tide might be too strong for the fishing, or vice versa. If it's a real light tide, I might go towards the passes if I want to get some movement.
Good advice. Good stuff, Brendan. Thanks for that report. I guess we'll be hearing you. Are you fishing the Dusk Till Dawn? Because that's your next
Yeah, I plan to be it. Yeah, good. I'm heading out to hopefully do some offshore fishing early in the week. You know, I'm going to see if I can go get some snapper fishing over there in Florida early that week, and then head back to Louisiana in time to hopefully get here for the Dusk Till Dawn tournament on that Saturday when I get back from the beach.
So many fish, so little time.
Yes, sir. That's a good problem to have.
Yes, it is. Brendan, we'll talk to you then, my friend. Thanks again. We appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. You guys and girls are getting a lot of info this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.